Hey, everybody, welcome to another First Run Bald Movies. It's been just a minute, it feels like, Jim, since we've done one of these. Tonight we saw Chapter 2 of It. We never actually got around to reviewing It Prime, I don't think.
I thought you and Cecily did, either for the Spooktacular or for...
I thought so, too, but we tried to find it last night and couldn't. Maybe just, maybe we just talked about it on a lunch or something.
I know you guys saw it.
But I know you hadn't seen it until just this week,
last night, yeah.
So you were probably a lot more up on what was going on coming into this movie. Just real quick, what did you think of the first one, Chapter 1? Did you like it?
Yeah, I really liked the first one. I didn't think it was scary, but I'm not sure it's supposed to be. More like psychological horror than really scary horror.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the, and of course I'm a bit tender of heart on horror than you are, but I thought the first half of that film was scary. The second half, like once the kids like banded together and started defeating it, like it rapidly lost its tension. But it's, you know, I thought it was an effective film. And now this one comes out, and it's essentially 27 years later. It has come back, and the adults now once again stand together to beat this cosmic horror back. Jim, what did you think of It Chapter 2?
Well, it's not 27 years later for me. It's one night later. It's about 27 hours later. And I feel like I watched the same movie twice. I don't think It Chapter 2 did enough different to warrant its existence. Look, I know this is the second half of a truly monstrous, enormous book by Stephen King, 1,100 plus pages. I felt like it was overly long, too many flashbacks, that there was some good comedy. The casting is impeccable.
Yeah.
And they really went all out on the CGI budget, but I don't know that it really did them many favors. I thought it was okay, not good or great.
I hear what you're saying, because that's one of my complaints is like, boy, they just beat for beat played all the It coming back to challenge the kids, which is kind of, and the intro, like, you know, Mike calling all of the people and getting them back together to happen, like that felt like extremely rushed. Like, they're just shoving a lot of information about these adult people's lives and trying to, like, you know, probably fit three chapters of a book in 3 minutes of screen time. And I felt that kind of wheezed. And I'm like, okay. But then we got to the end, the climax, and I started being reinvested. And then we'll talk about it, I'm sure, in a spoiler section. But my big problem, other than this feeling like it treaded a lot of the same ground as the first one, is I felt like half of the scary scenes were filmed, were farmed out to Tim Burton circa Beetlejuice. Like, it really cut the tension. And some of this was true of the first one. There was one or two, I think, goofy scenes. But, like, half of the supposed scares were getting audible guffaws from the audience. And I mean, some of that, like, when I say Tim Burton, I'm not making it up. I mean, some of those It monsters, I think one of them actually was Large Marge from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Might have been.
And I think one of them was a worm creature that Beetlejuice tried to scare off living from the house in Beetlejuice. It's just like, who? How do you not send that back to the drawing board when you see the CGI come out, man?
Yeah, it's troublesome because it's supposed to be like these kids and now adults' worst fears, right? Mm-hmm. And I get that they're playing around with sort of their worst fears being actually a little bit tamer and more mundane than they should have really considered them as kids. Mm-hmm. But also, I need to be scared. I need to feel their fear.
Yeah.
And none of it in there scared me. I guess maybe I'm jaded. I haven't seen a movie that scared me since The Witch.
Yeah.
What was that? 3 years ago? 5 years ago?
Probably,
I don't even know. But yeah, it wasn't making me scared, and so I didn't really feel the kids' fear or the adults' fear either.
Yeah, and also I didn't think this movie had it to kill anybody. So like even in parts where I probably should have felt otherwise, I was just thinking, well, they're just going to fix it. I mean, they beat this. They did this as 14-year-olds,
right?
Okay, they now have 27 years more of experience and confidence, and I get it. Like there's some. I mean, there's a lot of things I think that work on a metaphorical level, and there is some things I think that were interesting they say about friendship and, like, you know, the bonds of community.
And bullying and, like, shit that you just think is important as a kid.
Yeah.
And it turns out it doesn't shape you as much as you think it should.
Right. And I kept on, like, that's the thing. Like, I was in, anytime there wasn't something scary going on, I found myself getting engaged because the story of just these characters interacting and rediscovering each other, I thought was fascinating.
Yeah. Good characterization. The acting, incredible.
Yeah. But there's just a couple things I thought were silly. And I don't know. I mean, this plot seems like also just nonsense. But I'm prepared to accept kind of a nonsense plot from a Stephen King novel because most of the stuff that happens in a good Stephen King are not, like, literally true. They're very, you know, archetypal and, you know,
cosmic,
fantastic.
Is a word I've heard thrown around. Yeah.
I almost wonder if they stuck to the book a little too close. Because I was familiar with some of the weird shit going in because, like, after I saw the first one, I went and I didn't read the book, but I poured through all of, like, the fan theories and, like, stuff about the deadlights and this cosmic turtle shit.
Dude, the Stephen King-averse goes
deep. Right. Way deep. And you know me and lore. I found that Stephen King wiki and I'm like, but it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird when he's explaining how they're all going to stand around this leather sock. And chant, it's like, really?
I don't know that I really got any of that other than in, like, a you know, the craft sort of sense,
right?
Like, oh, there are words they can say, or there are things they can do that will protect them or fight this demon.
But I felt like it's one of those weird things where it's like, this isn't like Star Wars where someone can say, hand me the hydro spanner, and you're like, okay, fine, whatever. And it's also not a movie that So they treat it like it's a Star Wars or Star Trek where they're just talking, you're just throwing out words like ritual of Chud, like it means something. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? But they don't actually break down the mechanics very well of how it actually works. So it's like, I kind of wish, I hate saying this, and maybe the novel purists will hate it too, but, like, I feel like they could have smoothed some of that out.
Yeah.
Like, maybe
I think they would have been a lot better served without so many flashbacks. And I might be saying that because I saw the first one about 27 hours ago.
No, it's flashbackception a lot of times.
Holy
in this show.
Shit. Yeah. There are flashbacks every 45 seconds in parts of this movie.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to talk about non-spoiler? Like, again, the cast is amazing.
They nailed those kids. Like, even Ben.
Yeah.
Who, like, you think trying to slim him down would change his appearance entirely, but it's all in the eyes, it's all in the nose. Like,
Stanley?
They nailed it.
Holy shit, the kids, the guy, like, they nailed these kids. Like,
and the fact that you can get two huge stars, like Finn Wolfhard, Hardfin Wolf, and Bill Hader.
Which, again,
so much
inspired
alike.
The casting.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
Bill
incredible.
Hader, goddamn, he's good.
Yeah, he's having a good run.
Between Barry and this, I'm buying Hader stock. Give me it all. I'm buying, going long, buying long on Hader. Anything else? I guess we should save it for a spoiler section.
It's funny in places too. Like, I found myself laughing, and, you know, it's not just Bill Hader who brings the comedy, even though he plays Trash Mouth, who was comedy relief.
Yeah.
In the first one,
maybe some slightly inappropriate, like, if do you want the horror or the comedy? The one is taking from the other. Sometimes the tension shouldn't be bled. There's a couple times where I'm like, oh, they're going for a joke here, huh? Well, all right.
Yeah.
Here's what's new in premium content for our club members.
Executive producers get to exercise their voting fingers again this week with another prestige movie poll. This week's nominees are Mystic River, The Last Samurai, and Secondhand Lions. Take your pick and seal our fate.
This Monday on the Premium feed, we open up the books and deliver a State of the Empire podcast, talking about the current condition of Bald Move and our plans for this year.
This Friday, it's Lunch 420, which, given last weekend, seems like a tragic missed opportunity. Ah, well. Lunch will be served piping hot at 1 p.m. Eastern. Come join live or warm up some leftovers when lunch is released in podcast form later that day.
If you want more Bald Move in your life, head over to support.baldmove.com to find out how you can get tons of bonus audio and video content plus ad-free feeds.
Okay, anything else you want to talk about, or should we get to our some trailer talk?
Let's talk about the trailers.
Okay. I saw, for the first time, a trailer for Terminator Dark Fate.
For the first time?
Yeah. Like, I've seen a teaser trailer, but this
You've
is
never
like
seen
a
them walk up to the cabin, and Arnold Schwarzenegger opens the door,
No, I haven't seen that one.
What?
Yeah.
I've seen it like 18 times.
Well,
okay.
Good for you. I saw Linda Hamilton doing the I'll Be Back, the classic I'll Be Back. She's stealing Arnold's lines. Yeah. I saw Promise to Kill Arnold. I mean, the trailer made no fucking sense, which I love because I still have no idea what's going to happen other than old ass Linda Hamilton and Arnold Schwarzenegger come up and kick a lot of ass.
And Mackenzie Davis.
A lot of robot ass.
I love Mackenzie Davis. After Halt and Catch Fire, she's incredible. And
oh,
the
yeah,
Martian.
She's the
and like,
new good Terminator, I think, or human, augmented human.
Yeah, well, she's definitely playing some kind of bot. Like the way she takes that rebar to the arm.
Bot or cyborg, though? I mean,
I use them interchangeably because I hate robots.
That's fucking robust. But yeah, no, I can't imagine not seeing that when it comes out. Mm-hmm. What did you see a trailer for Christopher Nolan's Mysterious Tenet?
No, I haven't even heard of this.
It stars John David Washington, which of course is Denzel Washington's son.
Okay.
He was like a breakout star out of Ballers, of all things.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have no. This reminds me of like seeing a trailer for Inception or Matrix. Like, it looks cool and it looks action packed, but fuck me if I could tell anybody what I just saw.
Huh.
But not in kind of like the fantastic way that like those two movies are. It's just very lots of action and lots of serious people doing serious things. But I really don't know what the plot is. Too bad you didn't see it.
Yeah.
I saw the new Joker trailer on the big screen.
I did too. Yeah.
A couple of things I learned from this. Zazie Beetz is co-starring it. Hmm. She is one of the breakout stars out of Atlanta. And, of course, she was Domino in last year's Deadpool. Or was it this year?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Deadpool 2? Was that this year? Jesus Christ, Jim. Was that this year?
It sounds like this year, yeah. I'm going to say February this year. That sounds like a guess.
Yeah, but kind of like... proto Harley Quinn to the Joker's Joker. What do you think?
I'm excited. I think Joaquin Phoenix is gonna nail the Joker.
The reputation, have you seen any of the like early reviews, critical reviews? I think they screened this at like a film festival or something.
I have. They're saying it's you either absolutely love this movie or you kind of just hate it.
Oh, I've seen mostly just the love. Like people are just
the
like,
majority,
like, and they're
yeah.
talking about like this is some kind of like dangerous film.
Uh-huh.
Like it's some kind of
I'd believe it with Joaquin, man.
Societal pressure cooker.
Yeah.
I'm very, very curious to see that.
He picks his projects well.
Yeah. That's coming down the pike too. I think that's on the bald. I think that's on the
bald.
Yeah.
Early October.
10-4 Joker. That's going to be a day one cover. Another Dr. King adjacent property, Dr. Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know about this?
A little flashback heavy. Yeah.
It's got stars Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ewan McGregor. Uh-huh. This is Danny
Torrance, yeah,
from The Shining, all grown up, and he's still got The Shining, and he's dealing with it. I started reading a little bit of his book on Kindle a year or two ago, and then I can't remember why I stopped because I read The Shining in book form after we did, I think, the bald movie review of it, and I just felt like I thought that was just a great book, and I found out that the Dr. Sleep is a direct sequel. Started reading, I don't know, I feel like I got bored with my own story halfway through it. How excited are you for this movie?
I don't really know anything about it. I think it takes place around like Danny's struggles with alcoholism.
Sure.
And it looks like he's revisiting the places he's been before. And I don't know if that's a sort of mental or spiritual revisiting or if that's a literal physical revisiting.
Yeah.
But I'm interested.
What did you think of what I felt like was an intentional aping of Kubrick's style and sound? Like there's just a couple of those deep kind of bassy sounds.
Yeah, half the trailer was shots from the original Shining.
Oh,
so.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they just actually used music and shots, and that's why I thought.
They might have, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, man, trying to do Kubrick, like even fucking Spielberg struggled with that.
Uh-huh.
Trying to Kubrick a Kubrick film when you're not Kubrick.
I say the original Shining. I'm pretty sure the Stephen King Shining came out before the Kubrick Shining.
Did it? The miniseries? No. I think it came out like a decade later.
I could be wrong about that. I've never seen the Stephen King version.
Mm. Me either. I've heard it's terrible in
different,
different like it fixes some of the problems of the original Shining, but does everything else terribly.
Nice.
then, so yeah, Dr. Sleep, I'm kind of excited. It might be a day one coverage. You have to see what comes out and all that. Underwater. That's a trailer you saw. I did not.
Yeah, it seems like it's The Abyss with starring Kristen Stewart and a vampire girl.
Okay.
Twilight girl.
Oh, see, when you were telling me about this, I thought the pitch was this is an underwater movie with vampires. I'm like, is this like an underworld?
Yeah, it's now Blade underwater. No, it's The Abyss.
It's underworld.
And it's starring Kristen Stewart.
50 years from now in the climate apocalypse, it's Waterworld with vampires.
Only vampires survived. And TJ Miller is in it. I don't really care for TJ Miller.
Is this just is this like a capitalization on all this 47 meters below, or like, because it seems like shark scary movies are back in vogue.
I mean, it really feels like The Abyss. Like they get in their suits and they have to walk out of their base that's like 7 miles below the surface.
Uh-huh.
And it feels a lot like an abyss and there are monsters down there.
Really? Okay. Yeah. It sounds kind of schlocky. I hear Kristen Stewart.
Be.
I hear TJ Miller. I'm thinking maybe like a direct-to-video deep blue sea.
I don't think so.
No?
I think it's better than that.
Okay.
I don't think
Samuel L. Jackson in it.
I don't think Ice Cube is going to get eaten by a giant jumping shark, but you never know.
First was LL Cool J, and I think he was actually, against all odds, black man surviving a horror film.
Oh,
are we
shit.
Not right? I think he actually made it to the, he went the distance.
Was it Sam Jackson that got eaten?
Sam Jackson did memorably get eaten, yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for refreshing my memory. No, I think it looks okay. We'll see. Kristen Stewart has very short hair. Looking a little like Ridley.
Yeah, I've seen her with the kind of the pixie cut the last few times. She was on Saturday Night Live rocking that a while
back.
Yeah,
it must have been for the movie. Or she just did it because she wanted to.
Yeah.
I saw a trailer for a movie called Knives Out.
Knives Out?
Yeah, which stars like a whole bunch of people. Captain America. Shit. I can't think of anybody else. Captain America's in it.
Sure.
It looks like it's a murder mystery kind of thing.
Mm.
Like a whodunit. Sort of thing, and I don't know, it looked like fun.
All right, Chris Evans getting some work.
Uh-huh.
Go get
yeah
it.
He needs it. God, he needs
right.
it. What was he gonna do?
Yeah, he's really underexposed these last few years.
Right. And then I saw the Terminator trailer. I saw Ford versus Ferrari again.
Yeah, that's gonna be good.
Dr. Sleep, that's about it. There was a weird Suicide Squad teaser, like tie-in teaser.
Oh shit, I forgot to write that down. Yeah,
at the beginning of this movie.
Yeah, it's just like a 30-second Harley Quinn saying I'm done with clowns, and it's Birds of Prey
popping some balloons,
which that's kind of like a lady supervillain team up, I think.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, or maybe it's Harley Quinn tries to go good with Batgirl.
I don't know anything about the
but
DC.
I know that could be good. I liked
I gotta see Joker to prove that DC can do anything before I see
this
is.
That's true. A lot riding on this Joker film.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of that, here is what's coming down the pike for Bald Move this month. 9/20, the week of, we are going to see some combination of Ad Astra, Rambo Last Blood, and fucking Downton motherfucking Abbey, the movie. Yes. Yes, Cecily and I will be watching that, and we will get a review out within a week of it dropping. That's all I can promise, but it will happen. And then October 4th, we have The Joker. And then we'll see what we go, because we'll see how the rest of October shakes up. But that's where we stop here, unless you're a club member, in which come on into the spoiler section. If you're not a club member, it's easy to join club.baldmove.com, where you get full spoiler edition reviews of all of our first run movies, as well as many other fine features. Check it all out at club.baldmove.com and subscribe today.